And Kathy Dawes now, along with David Atchison, a vocal music instructor at USD 383 Manhattan Ogden. And I know the annual Sixth Grade Choral Festival is always so much fun and a lot of work, I'm sure, David. But fill us in about the basics.
Kathy, it is. But you know what? I'm going to be mean to you and derail you right at the beginning. Right before we were going on, you were talking about the power of music and how it's so powerful in your own life. And I shared with you that I love talking to you because we don't start at zero when we have these conversations. The Choral Festival is Friday, and it's one of Manhattan's great music events. I think that's quite fair to say. It's over 30 years old. Strangely enough, I became aware of it when my twin brother and his wife were playing music as a part of the Choral Festival. And so that was the first time I became aware of it, some 25, 27, 8 years ago. But it's Friday morning. This Friday morning, all of the sixth graders in the district will come together. We bus them to the city auditorium. We now have a beautiful city auditorium that is continuing to be restored. And so we get to use that fine facility. More than 400 sixth graders will gather and their teachers will come together. And we will also feature the high school. We always like to show a little glimpse of what can happen and what will happen for many of these kids in, gosh, just 5 years, I guess.
And really a crucial time, too, as they think about what they want to do later in their life. I don't know how many actually stick with vocal music, but out of curiosity, any idea at all?
Well, every year when we go, we ask the kids in the high school to raise their hands who have been in past festivals. Chad Poppy, the director himself, was in the festival. And I'm going to say probably about 40%, if there's any kind of average, but a great many of them, unless you came from someplace else and transferred in, then you got to experience the Choral Festival as a sixth grade.
Well, let's get into the program itself and maybe some of the things you have planned. I'm guessing you probably have some old standbys, but probably some new things, too.
Well, we do. And the thing that gave me that thought about my brother and his wife playing was a song that I think I heard them play way back then, Cripple Creek. So that's a good old-timey tune. This is arranged by Emily Crocker, with a lot of back and forth singing, and the kids like it. Most of them have been exposed to that song. We also do a bluesy song that's a favorite. It's called Mary Had a Little Blues, and I bet you know who that's tapered after.
Mary Had a Little Lamb, maybe?
You got it. And the kids get a little upset because in this story, Mary ends up in a stew. So it's kind of a fun change. We also asked the kids to do some very challenging literature. Not that the others weren't, but they'll sing a song in French, Sing Alleluia, Chante Alleluia, arranged by Dave and Jean Perry. And at the beginning, I had a lot of doubtful sixth graders, and this has become one of their favorites. And I want to offer up that some of our new songs are probably as hard as anything we've attempted. When I met them, I thought my colleagues were a little crazy for choosing these. The first one is called Give Me a Kite by Andy Beck, and it opens with a series of octaves. I know you're a singer, but that's a very wide range to ask young singers to sing. And so I was a little scared of it, but the kids are just doing a great job with it. It's about the wonderment of flying a kite, and I think anybody who has will love that song. Probably the most challenging song that I can recall being a part of with the festival is called Night Winds, written by Victor Johnson. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time trying to describe it, but it's in two parts, and it makes me think of the things that I sang when I was in K-State. It has that kind of difficulty, and so it's a big challenge, and it's been a lot of fun. We'd like to see what they can do, and they've sure tackled this one.
That is exciting, some of the work that they're doing at this age. Wow.
Probably a favorite, now I don't mean to run over you, probably a favorite is we always combine with that high school group that Chad Poppe brings. And this year we're doing a combined song called The Power of One. It's a contemporary piece that some people will know when they hear it. And together with the high school, I think we'll have about 500 voices, or just under 500 voices. Last but not least, I should probably mention that we open the program singing the national anthem. And when you go to a ball game, there are a few people who will bravely sing the national anthem. But when you go to the sixth grade choral festival, all the moms and dads and the high school and all the kids join us, and there's just nothing like hearing a couple of thousand people singing our national anthem.
You have that many people, no doubt about that. Obviously, this is open to the public. In fact, you would encourage that.
It is. Friday at the Civic Auditorium across from Johnny Caw, if people don't know where it is. The doors will open at 11:15, and the concert will begin at 11:30. And so moms and dads and interested folks can come and see and still get back on their lunch hour.
This sounds like so much fun, but also a challenge. As you pointed out, some of that music is pretty difficult. How long have you been working on this?
Well, with the festival in November, we begin virtually the first week of classes. I'll tell you that there are a couple of songs that aren't as ready as I would like them to be, and that's a part of the process, too. There will be a couple of hours of rehearsal that morning, where we blend everybody together, and it always comes together.
Well, when that deadline gets closer, I think even sixth graders are going to go, whoa, pay a little more attention, be
a
little more focused.
It's a good time to teach them about eustress. There's such a thing as a little bit of good stress. But when you're ready, you don't have to have all the anxiety that goes with performing.
Now, you went through all these different numbers. And just out of curiosity, you probably have your own personal favorites. Any that you sense that they really like the best?
Well, I was surprised with how much they enjoy the French song, Sing Alleluia, Chante Alleluia. It bounces back and forth. It kind of dances and has some different dynamics. And so I was kind of surprised by that. But I think if they have a favorite, it might be that one.
Probably a lot of parents at home have gotten little renditions of that, I'm guessing.
You know, we try and change up our musical selections every year with the idea that parents have two or three kiddos, and by the third choral festival, we don't want them to hear everything that they've heard before. There's plenty of good literature out there, so we mix it up.
Well, I'm impressed that you said at least 40%, it sounds like, do stick with it in some way, shape, or form. And that's encouraging to me because you do hear a lot about the arts and how not as many are pursuing that. But that's almost 50% that stick with it.
And Kathy, I'm grabbing that out of the air. It's a total guess. But what I do want to say is to the parents and to the people of Manhattan, we enjoy a wonderful support of the arts from our administration. I'd love to talk to anybody who doesn't think administration supports the arts in USD 383. I can point out a number of things that we're able to do long after some of our fellow districts are unable to continue some programs. So the dedication has been wonderful. It just continues to grow.
Well, I have to say, looking back at my lifetime, the things I remember are related to chorus and my debate speech days and some of those. You don't tend to remember that math test or even the ACTs you probably took or whatever.
I don't even remember being upset before those tests. What I do remember are the musical events I did. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell the community that one of our musical leaders, Frank Trace, has agreed to be our keynote, so he'll have some remarks, and he sees the value of these opportunities for our young people.
Another one of my favorite people. Well, again, the where's and the when's, and anything else you want to add?
Okay, Friday's the day, and we'll be downtown. Come take a break and come join us. We'll be at the City Auditorium. The doors will open at 11:15. The concert will begin at 11:30, and we'll finish up probably just before 12.
And probably get there a little early because of parking. And
you know, it's not a bad idea to think about parking when you're going to the Civic Auditorium.
Again, we've had with us today David Atchison, vocal music instructor at Manhattan Ogden USD 383 with that annual 6th grade choral festival, 30-plus years. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.